My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how to remember names. Everyone loves to hear his or her own name. And some people may be more naturally oriented toward remembering names than others are. But everybody can get better at it. And getting better at it is a good thing to do. Today's tip, like some others this week, comes from Aaron Zamet Ruddy's new book, The Little Book of Life Skills. This book features interviews with dozens of experts on how to improve daily life. Her suggestions for remembering names comes from Jim Quick, who runs Quick Learning, a company that helps with memory training. His first suggestion is to believe that you can remember names. Telling yourself, oh, I'm not good at names, is really just about letting yourself off the hook. You've learned all kinds of other skills that are necessary for your job or your daily life. Learning names is really about believing that other people are important. Second, practice remembering the names of people you meet as often as you can. A good way to do this is to repeat the person's name as soon as the person introduces themselves. Hi, I'm Ted is followed by hello, Ted, not just hello. If it seems authentic to the conversation, you might ask about the name, the spelling, or where it came from, or why their parents chose it. Then come up with a visual that helps you remember the name. As Ruddy writes, citing Quick, if someone is named Mary, you could picture her carrying two little lambs, cueing the nursery rhyme, and hopefully her name, in your next encounter. And then, finally, when you end the conversation, use the person's name again. It was great talking to you, Lisa. This gives you two opportunities to hear yourself saying the name, which will hopefully help cement it into your brain. Just remind yourself why this matters. And stop with the self-defeating talk. I'm not good at remembering names can become, I'm not good at remembering names yet. You can learn. We all remember things when we want to. I never use the wrong form of there and there in my writing, so clearly I'm able to remember details. Names are very important details. They are part of being welcoming and gracious. I've seen evidence of this at, of all places, my kids' karate studio. The instructors seem to have a policy that as soon as any child walks in the door, even for a first lesson, all the teachers will know and remember the child's name. And so they do. On little Bobby's first day in class, the teacher will be saying, Bobby, Joe, Chris, over to the right corner. And while I'm willing to believe that some people have better name memories than others, I don't think it's the primary thing people are hired for at a karate studio. That's their karate expertise. But it's just a work culture assumption that knowing everyone's name is as important as knowing a particular form. And so people perform to that expectation. The rest of us can, too. So today, if you are introduced to someone, make a point of remembering his or her name and using it multiple times in the conversation. Try introducing that person to someone else and using the name again. Maybe make a note to yourself somewhere, writing down, I met Henry today, and he told me this. Over time, you will become the sort of person who remembers names. And as Dale Carnegie, author of How to Win Friends and Influence People, once wrote, to all of us, our own names are the sweetest sound in any language. This matters. We know it does. So we can get it right. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.